Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast.
No, Bessie, no! Oh, yikes. I think we're going to have to land now.
Emma's quest to follow in the footsteps of the famed conservationist Adelia Goodwin took an unexpected detour.
If I position the compass here, and assume the camp is here, and I need to walk due west.
After seeking shelter at a desert camp somewhere in Namibia, Emma barely had time to sit down and catch her breath when she was surprised by an urgent request.
Thank goodness I found you. We could really use the expertise of an Earth Ranger right now. An animal is in trouble and it needs your help.
But what creature needs Emma's help? Can she save the day once again? Let the adventure continue.
An animal in trouble? Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm happy to help, but, you know, I'm not a veterinarian or anything.
But you are an Earth Ranger, so that means you're brave and smart and you love animals, right? Or am I wrong about you?
No, you're right. I am those things, mostly.
Good. If you think you're up to this task, I'm going to borrow my sister's jeep and we'll drive to the canyon right now.
Whoa, Sesrium Canyon? I was just reading about that place. How exciting.
Yes. Very exciting. Be excited as you walk toward the jeep.
Right, of course. Can I leave Sonic here? He's a little exhausted after our difficult landing earlier.
He's the owl?
Yep, he's in my room.
That's fine, he'll be an easy guest. Now let's go!
Okay, right. Hey, Earth Rangers. I'm here in the jeep on the way to the Sesrium Canyon with my new friend Nia.
Hi, Earth Rangers.
So, you said there was an animal in trouble. But you never really mentioned what kind of animal.
Ah, it's a baby baboon. It seems to have fallen partway down into the canyon, away from its family. We need to help it locate its troop. Or rather, you do.
Just me?
I'm not a fan of baboons.
Oh, I see. Well, I actually don't know too much about them.
That's fine. Here are, five things about baboons that you should know.
Hey, I know. Let's do a top five countdown.
Number five. Number four. Number three. Number two. Number one. Top five countdown.
All right. Number five. Go ahead.
Yes. Baboons are the largest monkeys in the world. Males can weigh over 35 kilograms and can range in length from 50 centimeters to over a meter long, not including the tail. The baboon you'll be helping today is just a baby, though, so it'll be much smaller.
Number four. Your turn.
Right. Baboons aren't picky when it comes to food. They are what you call opportunistic eaters. They have a varied diet and enjoy eating things like fruit, roots, seeds, and grass. Although they're primarily vegetarians, they also have an appetite for meat. They'll eat birds and rodents, and even baby sheep and antelope. When baby baboons, called infants...
Oh, wait! Number three.
When baby baboons, called infants, grow up and become adults, around 8 years old, The males leave their family group, but the females live with their family all their lives. Speaking of family groups or troops, they can range in size from 50 to 300 baboons.
Number two.
Ah, I wish you could stop doing that. Anyway, baboons can't talk like we do, of course, but they do communicate. They use vocalizations like screeching, barking, and grunting. They can also use visual communication, like staring and showing their teeth. That last one usually means aggression. Baboons also communicate through touch, most commonly, social grooming.
Number one.
Be very careful if you encounter a baboon. Baboons are very strong. Make sure not to accidentally give them the wrong impression. That means no staring and definitely no smiling. You, especially Emma, need to remember that in the canyon today.
Whoa, baboons are very interesting, but kind of intense.
Indeed.
Whoa, that was close. We almost hit one. What were those, some kind of antelope?
Yeah, they were springbok, which is a type of antelope. You'll see them roaming here in the desert.
Cool. Did you see the air that one got? I bet it could have jumped over the jeep.
Oh yeah, they are really good jumpers. They can jump up to 2 meters in the air. They're actually really cool. Did you see those black horns?
Mm-hmm.
Both males and females have them, but the females' horns are shorter. When it's mating season, the males use their horns to fight over the females.
Interesting. I wonder if Adelia ever saw any springbok when she was here.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she saw... I mean... Who? Amelia?
Oh, no. Adelia. Adelia Goodwin? I'm kind of following her footsteps on this crazy round-the-world journey. I've been to Sri Lanka and Nepal so far, and now I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following clues in this journal I found at Earth Rangers HQ. I mean, who knows how it got there, or who put it there, or where it will lead me. But I kind of felt I had to do this. To find out what happened to Adelia.
Oh, Amelia must...
Adelia.
Right, Adelia must have done some pretty cool stuff for you to just pack up and follow her on an adventure. Your workplace must be pretty great to give you so much time off.
I'm surprised that you've never heard of her. She's a world-renowned conservationist, and I can tell you're a huge fan of animals. Well, at least snakes.
What?
The tattoo on your wrist. The snake.
Ah, yes, my serpent. I love snakes.
Oh, me too. Herpetology for the win, am I right?
You know it.
Well, I am totally up for some snake conversation. Let's start with our favorite snakes. My favorite has to be the milk snake. Or, no, sidewinder. Oh, no. Milk snake. No. Oh, rattlesnake? No. Milk snake. Oh, it's so hard to pick. What's your favorite?
Well, who can choose just one? Not me. So, you Earth Rangers know a lot about animals, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, other than baboons, I guess. No career in primatology for me.
Well then, how about a little desert animal quiz to pass the time while we drive?
Ooh, I'm always down for a quiz.
Three questions, each harder than the last. Let's see if you can pass.
Oh boy.
Question one. This is the world's largest bird. It lives in the Namib Desert, and it usually gets all the water it needs from the plant it eats. Although it does enjoy a watering hole if it finds one. What is it?
Well, that's a pretty easy one. Everyone knows the world's largest bird is the ostrich.
Very good. You're right. Question two. These animals look a bit like a dog and a bit like a cat, but they are neither. These creatures are scavengers, nature's cleanup crew. They have excellent eyesight, excellent hearing, and an excellent sense of smell. And it might sound a little like they're laughing. What are they?
Ooh. Oh man, let me think. A bit like a dog, a bit like a cat, but neither. Sounds like they're laughing. Laughing? Wait! I do know! It's a hyena!
Yes, you're right. Finally, question three. This herbivore is locally known as gemsbok, but others call it a different name. We saw a relative of it earlier today. It has long straight horns, can withstand extremely hot temperatures, and lives in herds of up to 600 animals. They are Namibia's national animal.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Okay, wait, I know this one, come on, brain. The oryx!
Final answer?
Yep. How did I do?
Well, it definitely seems like you know your stuff. You got all the three questions right. And now it's time to put your knowledge to the real test. We're here at the canyon, and you have a baby baboon to save.
Oh boy, okay. Sure. I can totally do this.
Good luck!
Thanks, Nia! I'm just entering the canyon now, Earth Rangers. This is absolutely incredible. Nia said the baby baboon is right beyond that bend over there. The canyon seems to be up to 30 meters deep, and it's made of... I'm thinking sedimentary rock? The walls are different shades of brown, and they're filled with caves and crevices, and, well, it's just stunning. FYI, the name Sesrium comes from the Afrikaans language, and it means six and leather ropes, which is apparently how many ropes it takes to reach the water deep in this canyon. Uh-oh. Sounds like I'm not alone. Those are definitely baboons. All right, I found baboons. Hey, baboon family. The members of this troop are known for living here in the Sesrium Canyon, and... Wait, hey, there's a baby. Oh, it's so cute. Wait a minute. It looks like he's stuck up on that ledge. Oh no, he must have slipped from the top of the canyon. I mean, in a way it got lucky, but now there's nowhere for it to go. The other members of his troop are right there beyond the next turn. They're clearly waiting for him. And that one over there looks like she's the mom. Baboons are great climbers, but that canyon wall is just too steep for the baby to come down or for the mom to climb up to rescue it herself. Don't worry, little guy. I'm here to help. I certainly can't climb better than a baboon, but I do have one big advantage. I have a rope, and Nia gave me this grappling hook. Let's see. Yes! Bullseye! Tight and secure! Alright, now all I have to do is climb up and see if I can reach out and grab him, right? Never fear, baboon family! Earth Ranger Emma will save the day! Slowly and very carefully. Alright. Ugh, this is a tough climb. Okay, Earth Rangers. Looks like there's a foothold there. Just have to pull myself up just a bit more. And I'll reach over here and there you go. Hey, little guy.
Oh no! It's a disaster in the canyon! Hang on, Emma. Help is sure to be on the way, right? How will the quest for Adelia continue? Find out next time on the Earth Rangers Podcast.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who's Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.